small neighborhood in Jerusalem is home to both Israelis and Palestinians, Jews and Arabs. Their relations have often been tense, or often non-existent. But over the years, a few people have tried to break that cycle. Here's NPR's Joanna Kakissis.
So this is SL Street. This is the street of the book.
I'm walking with Elisa Mayer Epstein, a 60-year-old Israeli life coach, in her neighborhood of Abu Tor. We're on a street that used to divide Israel and Jordan. When Israel captured East Jerusalem in 1967, the area became one neighborhood, though largely segregated. We're going to the home of Epstein's Palestinian neighbor, Wurud Salman.
We've been living here at about 11 years. And Wurud's family, she was born here.
Hi.
I missed you too.
The two women embrace. Salman is a 30-year-old lawyer, and she often visits Epstein at home too.
I never thought that I would visit people at their home, Jewish people.
Right.
Because we never did that before.
They never did that because Abu Tor has often been too tense with violence between Israelis and Palestinians.
Particularly since the second Intifada, there's been a cutoff between the Jews and the Palestinians in Jerusalem because of fear on both sides.
So Epstein and her husband, along with Palestinian neighbors like Salman, decided to do something about it. In the last decade, they have formed a club to garden, play soccer, and learn Hebrew and Arabic together. Salman teaches an Arabic class to Israeli Jews at a small neighborhood community center. One of her students is 60-year-old Yitzhak Avigad.
I don't know if Jews and Arabs ever can be reconciled, but I know if we're incapable of speaking to each other, then there's really no hope. And so I'm not out actually to change the world. I'm actually just trying to speak to someone in their own language.
Ana azuma b'arabit, ani mazmina.
Another Abu Tor resident, a 39-year-old Palestinian woman named Ahlam Kawazmi, is in the Hebrew class. I want to speak to my neighbors, she says, because neighbors must know how to speak to each other. Abu Tor is just a tiny neighborhood in a much larger conflict. And it's in a city, Jerusalem, that both Israelis and Palestinians claim as their capital. People always worry about the specter of tension and violence. And Salman and Epstein try to fight that in their small way.
One of my Palestinian neighbors, he said there's three Abu Tors. There's the Jewish Abu Tor, there's the Palestinian Abu Tor, and then there's the group of people in the middle who want to live together.
And that's the group she and Salman are trying to nurture, even as peace prospects remain elusive. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Jerusalem.